Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ryan Lehrer on WNYC on primary day in New York and Connecticut, in case you hadn't noticed. We were hoping for something much more exciting today. At least we might have had Ron Paul extolling the virtues of legal pot smoking and hypercapitalism, shuttling back and forth between Goldman Sachs headquarters and Zuccotti Park, all the college students chanting, "We love him, we hate him, we love him, we hate him, we're so confused." This could have been a great New York moment. But no, it's nothing like that. It's just not official yet that Romney is the nominee, so the polls are technically open in New York and Connecticut and three other states in the Northeast, but that's about it. So instead of doing our customary Election Day exit poll, here's what we'll do. Two questions, Republicans only. Are you showing up today to cast a ballot for anyone? Because you can. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you are actually going to the polls to cast the vote, I wonder if Romney might lose in any of these states just because the only people with enough motivation are those who are going to vote for some of the other Republicans whose names will technically still appear on the ballot to make a statement because you like those candidates. 212-433-WNYC. Someone was asking me this morning, well, could you still go in and vote for Michelle Bachmann or Herman Cain or some of the others who dropped out along the way because the names are still there? And I don't actually know the answer to that question. So maybe somebody will call up and tell us, 212-433-WNYC. And for any Republican, whether you're actually showing up to the polls or not today, who would you like to see as Mitt Romney's running mate? 212-433-9692. And that's the main question for today, really, I guess. Who should Romney choose as his running mate? The latest name making the rounds is Rob Portman, senator from Ohio. He was the budget director under President Bush. And that was fine with our political scientist guest yesterday, Jonathan Bernstein, because
my strong advice to all presidential candidates is pick somebody boring.
But it is boring to name Rob Portman. So is Portman too boring a pick for you? 212-433-9692. Would you rather have Chris Christie because Romney is bombast challenged? Paul Ryan because Romney needs to shore up his Tea Party flank? Marco Rubio, conservative and Latino? How about Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina? Or another woman being mentioned, freshman U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire? Or what about one of the other candidates from the primaries, Santorum himself, to make sure the evangelicals turn out on Election Day? John Huntsman to have the all-Mormon, all-moderate grown-ups ticket. Okay, that won't happen. Or Herman Cain or Michelle Bachmann. No, that won't happen either. So a two-question call-in, Republicans only. Are you showing up today to cast a ballot for anyone? And who would you like to see as Mitt Romney's running mate? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Andy in Jersey City. Hi, Andy. You're on the air.
How are you?
Good
morning.
You got a running mate.
I'm not voting today because obviously I'm in New Jersey.
June 5th. You get a chance on June 5th.
Yes. Yes, I will try to remember my name.
Whoops. Andy, where'd you go? Andy, you're having a phone problem. We'll try to get back to you. So Andy, try to get your phone together and we'll try to get back to you. Cynthia in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I would honestly say Marco Rubio would be a great choice. The reason being that I feel like delving into politics and really just sorting through all the issues is a full-time job. And just the name alone says, it's just very inviting for Latin Americans. I was born to Mexican parents. Well, they're actually U.S. citizens as well.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I saw the name Ruby, and I thought, wow. And even though I'm very much into politics, especially on the economic side, it made me sit and want to learn more about this candidate. And I think that's really what politics is all about, is grabbing people's attention and trying to get them more involved.
Or it's about not trying to grab attention with your vice presidential running mate, as in that clip from the political scientist who was on yesterday, Jonathan Bernstein, who was saying, in all seriousness, according to him, you put more at risk if you try to grab attention with a vice presidential name, as happened to McCain with Sarah Palin, then you stand to gain. So that's, you know, that's his analysis anyway. But Rubio, as somebody with some Latin American roots, made you sit up and take a close look.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. And Obama has such a big lead among Latinos in nationwide polls. I'm sure the Romney folks are crunching the numbers right now to figure out, well, does Rubio help us enough, or could we do better with somebody other than him to kind of try to get some other group into the tent? But that's certainly one of the questions that they must be asking themselves. All right. Lloyd in Manhattan. Hi, Lloyd. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Are you registered?
I'm voting today for Ron Paul.
Go ahead. You get 10 more words. You can say why you're voting for Ron Paul.
Well, I'm libertarian. I don't recognize the Republican Party today. I think it's been taken over by a bunch of crackpots and religious fanatics. And Ron Paul comes closest, to my personal philosophy. But in November, I'm going to vote for Obama.
Thank you for your call. A disillusioned former moderate Republican, I guess, for Ron Paul today, since he's still registered with GOP, but for Obama in November. Manuel in Wesley Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Manuel.
Yeah, hi. You forgot to mention Condoleezza Rice for the ticket for vice president, even though she has said that she doesn't want to run for any office. I would say she would be a good choice for the tickets. But also, I think Rubio have no weight on the presidential race because the Spanish will vote majority for Obama, even though I'm Spanish, so I think that vote will be for Obama. So I think for Rubio would be a no go, and he should wait until a better times arrive.
People,
but I think Condoleezza Rice would be a good choice.
Yeah, the analysts who think Rubio is not a good choice, some of them say he actually just looks too young and not ready, and you know he's not ready to go up there in that national debate setting against Joe Biden and things like that, just not ready. So, you know, I don't know. But Condoleezza Rice, that's interesting. I've heard other people, now that you mention it, speculate that she might be good for him because she's got all that foreign policy experience. But, of course, it brings up all the Bush stuff.
Yeah, that's the only point. I mean, what is past, and you cannot judge a person because you were in the administration of Bush. But I think she did a terrific job, you know, when she was in that position.
Yeah, but I wonder if many Americans think that. Of course, the foreign policies that she was such a part and parcel of turned out to be so controversial. You know, I wonder if Romney wants to start that whole debate going again.
Well, that's a big issue for him. That's the only problem that I see.
Manuel, thank you. Thank you very much. Call us again. I hope you call us again. Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Brian.
So who do you like for vice president?
I like to recommend Chris Christie.
Governor Chris Christie. Wait till you hear the clip we're going to play later about Chris Christie saying goodbye to the Nets. Did you hear it yet?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
He said, you want to move to Brooklyn? Good riddance. So, but why Chris Christie for Veep?
I think Chris Christie is very smart. He brings a balance to the
ticket,
to the presidential things. I think Romney is boring.
So it's the boring / interesting ticket. If you have, I could have thrown that at Jonathan Bernstein yesterday. If you have an interesting presidential candidate, then you pick a boring running mate. If you have a boring presidential candidate, do you want the all boring ticket? Maybe, but they got to turn out some passion and some kind of base if people are going to show up, right? James in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Wow, Yeah, I love your show. Thanks for letting me talk.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I want to say a couple things. First, the nation needs to move more to the center and not be so left, not be so right. And so Santorum would be the best candidate to be the vice president because he could help make the platform to do whatever Romney wants to do with economics and what Santorum wants to do with faith. And together they would make a great pair.
Why wouldn't that be moving the country more toward the right rather than the center because of who Santorum is?
Well, Santorum, although he has a right viewpoint, but actually Romney would help to offset that, and therefore he'd be a much better candidate.
James, thank you very much. Keep listening. Call us again. Neil in Hempstead, you're on WNYC. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So who do you want for vice president?
I would say Governor Perry from Texas. I like his platform. He's exciting enough to get conservatives out to vote, and I don't think he's conservative enough that he'd scare off the independents from the Republican Party.
That's pretty interesting, Rick Perry. You know, he got that bad rap for some bad debate performances, not being able to remember the Energy Department, which, he was going to abolish, couldn't remember the name of it, and some other seemingly a little bit off moments where he couldn't quite find his place. But governor of Texas, interesting. What do you think he would bring to it? Of course, they're going to win Texas anyway. So where do you think the Perry appeal is?
I think that he's more appealing to independents. I mean, Romney's good, but he appeals to independents, but also to the right-wing base of the Republican Party to actually get them to come out and vote, which is, I think, where the Republicans might lose in certain states if they can't get their base to come out to vote for a guy like Romney.
Thank you very much for calling in. Steve in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. On your way to the polls, I'm told.
Indeed. I just finished alternate side parking, and I'm on my way over to vote. I moved from Austin, Texas, probably the most liberal precinct in the most radical county in Texas, to Greenwich Village about 25 years ago. And basically, I'm a Trojan horse Republican. You know, we have enough Democrats in our precinct to carry the day. And I'm going to vote for Santorum, and I would prefer Bachman as vice president.
Why do you like Michelle Bachman?
I don't. I just want to see Obama win.
Oh, that kind of Trojan horse Republican.
That kind of Trojan horse Republican.
Yes, so. Okay. Well, you had an interesting move from the land of South by Southwest to the land of the East Village and the West Village.
Indeed. And, you know, it's a lovely place. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there aren't many Trojan horse Republicans in New York because we don't have an open primary. You know how that works in other states, folks? Some states you don't have to be registered in the party whose primary you're voting in. So there were, I think in some recent states, there were maybe 5% of the Santorum votes were Democrats who were just trying to hurt Romney because they knew Romney was going to be the nominee, but they wanted to make this go on as long as possible and just weaken him as much as possible. They did that in 2002 from the other side. Rush Limbaugh had a whole big campaign when it became clear that Obama was mathematically a lock to become the nominee, but there was still this intense fight that was going on primary to primary between him and Hillary Clinton. And Rush Limbaugh was saying, go get out there in the states in which you Republicans can cross over and vote for Hillary Clinton just to make it harder and longer and weaken Obama. So one Republican from Greenwich Village gets to do that to Mitt Romney today. Kathy in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hey there.
Hi, Brian. I think that I haven't heard a candidate mentioned yet who could do the one thing that Romney needs desperate help on, and that's try and rebuild some fences with women in this country. Every candidate that's been mentioned has taken the same far-right positions on everything from funding for Planned Parenthood, which Mr. Romney says he cut off so poor women don't have access to screening for breast cancer, to abortion, to forcing women to have transvaginal ultrasounds. And there's a story in the Times on Sunday that the party elders are worried about how they're coming across to women. And then yesterday, Rick Scott in Florida said we're not going to provide extra funding desperately needed for rape crisis centers. That party is in trouble.
Are you a Trojan horse for this call-in, or are you actually a registered Republican yourself?
I am not a registered Republican. I vote independent.
Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called in on our call-in today. For anybody going to the polls to vote in the Republican presidential primary in New York and Connecticut, plus our last caller who snuck in, who's not, or anybody who is a Republican and wants to see somebody for vice president, somebody in particular. I appreciate all your calls. Obviously, we continue to cover the race here on The Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, Margaret Atwood on debt. Stay tuned.